Murder of Identity by Veronica Healy. Side 2. Dennis put his tray down and poured more drink. The level of conversation rose. A tall woman plonked herself down beside Ellie. Haven't seen you at the golf club for some time, Ellie. Have you fallen out with Bill? Or is that a tactless question? Bill Weatherspoon was Ellie's solicitor, and at one point had also expressed a desire to marry her. But the relationship was no longer as close as it had been. Lovely to see you, said Ellie, trying to remember the woman's name. How are the children? It was a happy thought to ask after her children, for the woman then launched into a long tale about how well they were doing, and then, talk of the devil, Bill himself hove into sight and made a beeline for Ellie, leaning down from his considerable height to kiss her on both cheeks. My dear, how are you doing? Lovely eats. I assume you provided them, did you? Quite a good crowd here, considering. Do you think Diana will make a go of it this time? It all depends, said Dennis, materialising at their side, on whether we can get enough footfall. We'll be having a full-page spread of adverts in the local papers, of course, and doing a mail drop. I've managed to get sole rights to sell the new flats that are going up at the end of the avenue, as the developer is a friend of mine. But we'll need more than that. Ellie, you won't mind if I put up a sold notice outside your house, will you? Just to get our name registering in people's minds.
Ellie did mind, and it showed.
Dennis gave her his toothy smile again. Established practice, my dear. I know you want us to succeed.
Which she did, of course. Bill was listening, but not interfering.
You look tired, Ellie. Been overdoing it.
Bill had always deprecated Ellie's habit of getting mixed up in her friend's problems. What would he say if he learned she'd just discovered a dead body? And yet it was bound to be in the local paper next week, even if it didn't make the nationals. So she might as well come straight out with it. I do feel a bit shattered. I stumbled across a dead body this morning, and that's what made me late.
What? You don't mean... Not really.
Yes, really. I was trying to cut some greenery for the church when my foot slipped and... Oh, there she was. Gruesome. She shuddered.
Where? I don't believe it, Bill exclaimed.
Oh, it's true, said Ellie. There's a couple of houses for sale at the end of Englefield Road, and it's in the garden of one of them.
Who was it? Some wino. Houses for sale, said Dennis, not smiling. The competition, I assume.
An elderly lady's selling up, said Ellie. Her nephew's managing things for her, as far as I can make out, putting in a new bathroom and kitchen.
Fancy that. Was it her, then?
I really don't know, said Ellie. I called the police, gave a statement, and left.
I wonder, said Dennis, plucking at his lower lip. What's her name?
Someone did say, but I've forgotten, said Ellie, tired beyond endurance.
Well, do you think you could find out for us? Maybe there's an opening for 2Ds there. We could undercut the commission our competitors are asking and get the sale for ourselves. How about it, Ellie?
She couldn't think what he was on about. Bill was looking down his nose, not taking part in the conversation, but also not approving of the way it was going. Bill wouldn't want her to get mixed up in anything dicey. And it was becoming clear to Ellie that Dennis was probably as conscience-free as Diana when it came to business affairs. Probably that meant they'd do well together. Probably. But it also meant that Ellie didn't want any part of it.